Bli racha. Okay, Mish writes the last is b'shabes bli racha. Someone wants to make a soft batter. Kimishi is a lishik by maskim mishas and seen as a mashkin. So we learned that according to some sheet is by bli lava, but everyone agrees that by bli racha is the start
pouring.
That's right. So therefore, where do I need to do the shinoi?
Pouring.
In the pouring. So gam l'shan has been seen as a mashke, chutz mimashish l'shan has been irivatzman. Besides the shinoi that you're going to be doing when you're mixing, I'm going to mix it with crisscross, like Yarshi mentioned yesterday, which means I go across, take the spoon out, go across again, take the spoon out, go across again, take the spoon out, go across again. I'm also going to do a shinoi in the pouring of the water itself. How do I do that? So if during the weekday the derech is to put the mashke first and then the oichel, or if the derech is to put the eichel in the mashke, you do the opposite on Shabbos, vice versa on Shabbos. Okay, in b'chala derech lita in mashke l'sech ha'eichel, as b'shabbos derech lita in ha'eichel l'sech ha'mashke. Then b'chal ha'derech lita in ha'eichel l'sech ha'mashke, as b'shabbos yish l'shanz lita in mashke
l'sech ha'eichel. Can you also do a shino in the mixing?
Yeah, this is besides the shino in the mixing. Because everyone agrees that the mixing is also part of the Isser, just over here the Chiddush is that's the Sin Samayim, that's the Isser.
It applies to tuna fish, or tuna fish is a different
tuna fish, where he says category number 4. What? Yeah, I'm saying, no, category number 4, right. You have to go back to what we discussed last time, you have to hear the recording. We spent time then on what's a bli rach, what's a bli lava, what's a dvarim noizlim, what's a dvarim shachatechus gedeles. And now we're just putting the rules to it. At the end, we'll summarize it again. Okay, we're getting the rules. V'enkan derech masum. Let's say there's no derech masum. Sometimes I put the eichel first, sometimes I put the mashke first. Shepam noizlim etchila eichel, pam techila mashke. Az lo'oilim yitin ha'eichel techila, v'ach gacha mashke. So then you put the eichel first and then the mashke. L'chadchila yase v'derech ma'at ma'at.
I argue
on. This one ma'at.
For sure.
What?
Yeah, for sure. Put the liquid first.
What?
For shinoi, I'd always put the liquid first.
What do you say?
For shinoi, I'd always put the liquid first.
You pour your milk
in the
depends
what the derech is. It's no, really right.
It's always derech of shinoi, but he's saying opposite. He's saying
right, so it depends what it is.
We say oatmeal.
I didn't say oatmeal.
Right, so we have an example. Yeah. What's his example that he's thinking? Put it in the food.
Whatever it may be. We're learning the rules now. We're not giving examples, right? The examples we gave already. Now we're learning the rules, and then we're going to put the rules to the examples that we had. We're going to do that the next step so we don't get confused. But the rule we learned now is that whatever is included in Bli L'Racha, right? We quoted Machlaik is what it is, right? Between us and everyone else. So whatever is included in Bli L'Racha, go back to page Lamed Ches. The rule is going to be I need to do a shinoi in the nesina and put in the mashke, whatever the normal derech is to do the opposite. If there's no normal derech, so then you put the mashke first. And also, ba'achak yishbol arva oichol im hamashke yachi yesh la arva derech shinoi. And also, I'm going to have to do a shinoi in the mixing of it. So now let's see what. Now let's go to the example and bring it back to the rule. Okay, Mishra et alachom mine tzavuim chal. Someone wants to eat cereal with milk. Machala yibayif and shenaisin kokach chalav ashenasa bli l'rach. Now, obviously, we're not talking about Cheerios or cornflakes. Talking about a type of cereal where if they put in the liquid, it's going to turn into a gufecha. It's going to turn into one chunk. It'll be a loose batter. It'll fall apart when I throw it, but it's a gufecha. As sarach l'shanis b'achanasim idarach harogel b'chol. So you have to change from the normal way of preparing during the weekday. Etchilu b'nesina samashke v'achach b'iruv atzmai. I need to do a shinoi in the nesina samashke and also in the iruv itself. Ketzah yas. In b'chol nesin tchila cholav b'techa kara. If during the week I first put the milk and then I put the oichel, so Shabbos do the opposite. First the oichel, the tvua, the grains, and then afterwards the chalav. If in the week I first put the grains and then I put the chalav, so Shabbos, you mak them the chalav. V'mein derech, if there's no specific derech, so then You put the oichel and then the mashke. V'achakach, after the parentheses. V'achakach yishabo la'arev ha'chalav v'mine ha'tvua. If this is when it comes to mix the chalav with the tvua. Yish la'arev v'derach shinoi kigoyin ha'idei shinoi shel ho'ilechas ha'kaf shesi v'erev. And go back and forth, crisscross.
Can you just use like a hand of a spoon?
To mix it normally?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Okay, now, so that's the rule of a blila racha. Now, what's the rule of blila of?
It's remember, why is that more meiko than
us? Then what?
Why is Rebbe's rule therefore turn out to be more meiko?
Be more cases, including blila racha.
Blila of, you won't be able to be also the guy.
Now, what's the difference? What's the difference between blila racha and blila of?
Go across the room.
Now, what's the difference in din?
What blila of, you said?
Is? Midaraisa. Lilav is midaraisa, lilracha is drabana. So even though normally in most malachas, shinui does not work, but we found already by toichin, we found by certain malachas, shinui works. One of those malachas is lash. But where are we going to apply shinui? By lilracha. Lilava, we're only going to use shinui in cases where it's a real tzairach.
And what's the other? What's
Av is a thick batter. Thick batter. Blila ava kvar kesavnu leal sheish min apaiskim shesayim shayim am leches lash mishas nisin zemash. So now when it comes to blila ava, we learned as a machlekes that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan, that perhaps this already begins from the nisin zemayim, right? Therefore, the chatchila machmirim kedei zu. We learned earlier that we're going to be machmir for this day, then not even to put liquid into it. Let's say it's a shas tzarech, for example. Tzarech ha'acholas tinek. I need to feed this food to the child. We gave eitzah yesterday, which we said doesn't work always. Right?
Yes,
to put the water in before Shabbos and then just be moisif more water on Shabbos.
According to Rabbi, this case never really happened to blue water.
That's correct. That's what we're going to put together afterwards, right? So then, in this case, let's take the case just to get the rules. So then, l'tzorich ha'cholas tinuk, makilim v'sayim chamadasa matirim, asher sayim shalisha mitchila rak v'shaz gibol. So for this child, we're going to be saying that the lisha begins at the time of mixing. Akeh l'chatchila yev shalasiz b'lila av b'shabbat. How you make a blila of on Shabbos? She can't be blila of a leitiru b'shinui nesinas mashkim va'oichlam miderech harogu b'chol k'mesh etiru b'blila racha. That heta that we had by blila racha to change the seda advarim is not going to help you by blila of a. Because by blila of a, the iser, there may be no iser in the nesinas mashka. It's only chumrah. She etiru b'mishanim b'nesinas mashkim. Why are we more makel by blila racha? Because over there it's only yisid rabban, and therefore they will makel if you mishana the seder of the mashke and the oichel. Aber blila over the das elo apayiskim the melechas lash already begins from since the mashke, so it's already yisid teira to be makel with a shina in yisid teira that they were not makel. Now, like this. Bottom line is going to be as follows. That a blila racha, if one wants to make a blila racha, will be able to do with the two shinuyim. A blila ava, we're not samech on the shinuyim, unless there's a real tzarech. If there's a real tzarech, so then we'll be samech on the shinuyim. Okay? So now let's see his example. Let's see his example. We'll see. He'll tell us himself. Let's see. The gaslan halacha zeis ba'isa iruv shel bitzalim, beitzim. You're mixing the onions, the eggs, covers the liver with oil or raita. I mean, I have chopped up eggs and I want to mix into it oil. Or I have chopped up liver, I want to mix into it oil. Kivin shederach lasayse bli lava, since it's the derech to make it a thick batter. Kasha lasayse b'shabbos. Shaladaz ha'paiskim le'el. According to the Paiskim earlier, Shemeschaivim beblila ava, Kivam Shastas in Zamashka, since there are those that hold that there's already is a derisa from when I put the oil in, also they think kind of shemen, or you're right to the Taychoich Lamelo. Bechim Shapaiskim came to Chathila, since we pass like that Achila, Yeshla Chinoi, me boid yoim. When we come mock, you should prepare before Shabbos. Come mock and bid the Evan, I like Vakasana, Shashasat Chak, Efshala Hakobazet. Shasat Chak, you could be make on this. Benochin Azlit and Hashemen, I write to Bidar Shin. Now, give us two reasons why we say that this is not a Bli Lava.
Because it will definitely fall apart.
Right, number one. And number two?
You're not putting a bunch of things together.
That's right. So that's why we learned that this case would be Mutter.
What was the second example? The second reason?
Because it fits into category number four. It's pieces. Maybe liver, if it's chopped liver.
Yeah, I was thinking chopped liver.
Right, but the eggs, then with the onions.
But the first reason, chopped liver is also going to happen. Right?
Depends if it's sauté, what?
Chopped liver is not going to fit category one, down so.
Right. That's right. It's out there.
For one, maybe like liver is only like dough.
That's right. Something thick like that. Something which is mom's thick.
Do we have any other examples?
Or if you're not. Let's see his next example. You want to make potato salad with the liquid, with liquid or milk. You should make it a very soft batter. I'm sorry, tapuchei adamash nesmachu is not potato salad. It's mashed potatoes. Right, you want to put some liquid into mashed potatoes. Now, why did we learn that this is? We learned that there's not a problem of lush either.
Well, potatoes.
Yeah, why? Because we learned, unless it's crumbly. Right? We learned the definition of lush is that it's small particles being joined together with a binder, making it one.
It's originally already mashed, and it's not small particles.
Depends how you mashed it. If it's dry, it could be piecey. If it's not... If you know where it comes up? The last line here. People ask about making the instant potatoes or the instant... Whatever it may be. So it's instant potatoes.
Instant potatoes back then?
How old do you think Sif is?
Oh, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
They had it in times of Ramesh also.
2017.
Believe it or not.
Wow, power.
What's the...
Because when powdered milk got ether, most things weren't powdered back then.
You know when powdered milk got ether? Times of 2 Pesach Frank.
Oh yeah,
which was? He's the one, and even before that was no. He lived in Yerushalayim. He was Rav Yerushalayim. But even before that was the Khan. I forgot the name of the safe who originated even before the Rav Tzvi Pesach.
Was it 50 years ago?
A lot longer than that. Okay, so like this. So making instant potatoes, that would be a problem, because that's mamish ground to a flour to a fine particles. You join it together into one. That's a problem with Lush. Yeah, if you'll have a mamsha tzairach for it, so then, since we'll, unless, it depends how thick you make it. Could be, you can make it very thick like dough, or it'll always fall apart.
Then you'll be able to do shinuim.
What
makes it thick like dough if you can throw against
so the I want to end off with a question. I want to end off with, you have to listen to the recording over there. I want to end off with a question. The question is as follows. Jello and pudding. How do you make it? It's a powder.
I add hot water.
Is that a problem, adding hot water right now? Right now, it's liquid with...
Or is it still
no, we said it's category number three.
all Bishul.
Dvarim Noizlim, right? Am I allowed to make my Kool-Aid? We said you're allowed to.
No, we're not making it
to Now, Dvarim Bishul, Dvarim Elosh.
You have to freeze the Jello.
Afterwards, I need to put it in the fridge and it turns into Jello.
Out, like, it comes into like a water.
Right now, it's liquid. It's like Kool-Aid.
Oh,
right. Right, so we said Kool-Aid, it's
Mutter.
We said that was category number three. So now I put it in the fridge and it turns into a salad. Is that Lush or not? Lush is putting something in the fridge?
Pudding does the same thing?
Pudding, no. Pudding turns the tchina also. When you make tchina, you have the powder, put the liquid in, it turns very, very thick. Then when you continue mixing, it loosens up.
There's no mixing.
Fine. Okay?